In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
QCAD presents The Beautiful Liar in association with Interscope Films, starring Rory Ann Dahl, Sam Nelson Harris, and Emily Hampshire. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Minnie Shadeen. Follow The Beautiful Liar to never miss an episode. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at qcodemedia on Instagram or Twitter.
The Beautiful Liar is presented by Sonos. Allow Sonos to unleash its hidden power and fill your world with supernatural sound. Discover sound made easy at sonos.com.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. QCAD presents The Beautiful Liar, in association with Interscope Films, starring Rory Ann Dahl, Sam Nelson Harris, and Emily Hampshire. Created by Sam Nelson Harris and Minnie Shadeen. Chapter 3, Strike.
The overtime has gotten out of control. I'm never home before midnight, and the field assignments are way too far from Greenville.
Hey, what'd you think you signed up for?
I don't know. It would be nice to have a little work-life balance.
Well, that's not an option when you're tracking down freaks of nature.
You're right.
Oh, hey, guys. Gals.
Wait, hold on. Dodson? That you? Wow, buddy. Haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, I heard you were reassigned after that mishap with Client 3. May Agent Hawks rest in peace.
And I heard memory wiping Client 3 cost an arm and a leg. You like that one?
That was good.
Sorry, you need something from us, Dodson?
Oh, it's just... Well, my office is right here.
Where?
That door you're, standing in front of.
Shit, really? Oops. I always thought this was the garbage room.
It was, well, previously, where the garbage chutes dumped to. But, my new supervisor felt I needed a private office for a special assignment.
Oh, whoa. Special assignment?
I can't really talk about it, Crudson said.
You're working for Crudson?
Huh?
What?
Thought she was, flying solo these days.
I'm just her assistant.
Still talking to yourself? I thought we talked to him about that.
When I'm trying to figure things out. Yeah. Anyways, nice seeing you. You do need to get out of the way, though.
Thank you.
Okay, let the record show. This is day 7. I am investigating Client 4 tapes from File 28, recorded on September 24th of last year.
When Amara had posed this question to her mother, the Duchess Devon had simply laughed. "You need to know what has come before you to make anything truly great," she responded. Amara thought on her mother's words now, as she gazed upon the strip of land that stretched before them as far as the eye could see. There would be a long road ahead for her family, and not all of it would be comfortable.
Valentine,
Some Thezuits had promised to stay and teach them their ways, and the two peoples would have to navigate this new way of living in the coming months.
Clementine? Those people really have to come over today. I'm not in the mood for company.
They're already on their way, and you agreed.
I just don't want to get anyone hurt.
I'm calm. Nothing bad happens when I'm calm. Coming!
It's Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
How'd you know it was me?
Lucky guess. I'm not 100% blind. I have like 10% vision, maybe 15 when it's good light. And there's good light right now, so I can sort of make out your hair.
Okay. I brought snacks.
Cool. We can put them in the kitchen.
Oh, cute place. Lots of, like, vintage vibes.
Yeah. Well, my dad loved old stuff.
Oh, yeah. Evan told me about your dad. I'm so sorry. Total bummer.
He told you?
He told you not to trust him.
Yeah, Evan and I talk about everything. Anyway, thanks for letting us use the garage.
No big deal.
So, is your mom here?
She's at work.
At Wixor, you mean?
Yep.
Hey, don't take this the wrong way, but how are you able to tell where you're going right now?
Well, it usually takes me like a day to learn my way out of space, and we've been here for about a month or so now, so.
So, you like see it in your mind?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like that. The garage is through here. Just be careful around the boxes.
Precious junk.
What?
That's what my mom calls the old stuff in our basement. Precious junk.
It's not junk.
She's shrugging. With gusto.
Is it weird starting senior year with people who've known each other forever?
I hadn't really thought about it.
It's kind of like you're a blank slate. Like, there's all this history you know nothing about.
What kind of history?
Well, you know, the usual stuff. Whose parents are separated, who fell out over the winter formal theme, who spent last summer in rehab, who took each other's virginities. You know, that kind of history.
Don't engage.
Oh, right.
You must be curious.
Or not.
I'm not really into gossip stuff.
You can ask me anything, if you want.
Ask her if she can leave.
How long have you all been playing together?
You mean me and Evan?
And Sadie?
Well, yeah. Over a year. Sadie and Evan are cousins. But obviously, Evan and I have known each other since the womb. There's a super cute picture of us kissing in kindergarten. So, you could say we've been on and off since we were five.
On and off?
Yeah, like, together, not together. Dating.
Oh, are you dating now?
And we're definitely off right now. So now's your chance to go for it.
I mean,
relax, I don't care.
Oh, yes, she does. She's not over it.
Nah, speak of the devil.
Hey, Clementine.
Veronica.
Clementine, I brought you a real coffee made by a professional.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what about me and Sadie?
Neither of you drink coffee.
Yeah, you still could have asked.
Wow, this place is perfect for practice.
Right? Such a score.
Clemmy, a word, please? Alone?
There are drinks in the fridge. I'll grab some for everyone.
Do you need help?
I'm fine, thanks.
She can see in the house, like, with her mind.
That's not... Never mind.
We hope you've been enjoying The Beautiful Liar, presented by our friends at Sonos. Creating a show like The Beautiful Liar involves the collaboration of incredible writers, actors, sound designers, producers, and so many more. That's why we love to listen to the show through the Sonos sound system and finally hear all of our hard work come to life. The Sonos Arc is the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and of course, podcasts. ARC was designed from the inside out for incredible clear sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Hearing sound for the first time through Sonos speakers helps you understand how much detail goes into the audio you hear. What once was one-dimensional becomes an entire world around you. You can pair any Sonos device to another Sonos device and truly create an award-winning sound system of your own. The soundstage moves around you, rendering every sound with dramatic clarity, detail, and depth. You can enjoy Sonos in your home and even on the go. Visit Sonos.com to learn more.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What do you want?
So, I think you should set boundaries with them. You don't want them poking around in your dad's stuff.
They just got here. Stop being so overprotective.
I'm trying to be helpful.
Well, you're not helping. You're just stressing me out.
Veronica is actively trying to rile you up.
I know she's rude, but she's not doing anything you need to warn me about. I can handle her.
Have I ever led you astray? Clementine, please! As long as you're schlepping along this mortal coil, I'll be here for you. But you just have to listen to me.
Fine. It's just... making friends is nice.
For now. You missed a call, by the way.
What? When?
Your mom called a minute ago when you were icing me out.
Oh. Good one.
I try.
Voicemails. Tap to play.
Hi, sweetie. I know it's Saturday, but it looks like I'm going to be at work really late tonight. So don't worry if I'm still gone when you go to sleep, okay, hon? Okay, gotta go. Duty calls. Love you.
Hey, do you need a hand bringing all that out?
No, we're not done talking here.
Yeah, actually, thanks. It's really nice that you have a human form, opposable thumbs and all. It's very helpful.
Low.
I never realized opposable thumbs were one of my main selling points. I'll forward the compliment to my parents since they made me.
He's just a laugh riot, isn't he?
You go ahead. I'll be out in a second.
You're funny.
I am?
Yeah, you run hot and cold. I never know which Clementine I'm gonna get.
Well, you know, I guess I'm just a normal teenage girl.
No, you're not. That's what I like about you.
If I could throw up in my mouth, I definitely would. Has he ever heard of feminism? You're not supposed to tell a woman what she is or is not, or compliment her for being different. Hitting you against your peers, he's uncouth.
Would you stop? Maybe I like that he said that. It made me feel good.
All I'm saying?
Isn't this the natural order of being a teenager? Finding people who like to hang out with you?
I am trying to protect you and them. If you just listen.
Exactly. You're supposed to protect me, not suffocate me. I don't need you interfering all the time.
Is that so?
There she is. Okay, let's try from the top.
What?
The pre-chorus still sounds off to me.
I agree.
Okay, well, any ideas?
Clem, what do you think?
Oh.
Wait, why are you asking her advice?
Well, she's a musician too. We need an objective opinion here. Sadie?
I don't mind.
Great. So, got any ideas, Clem?
Well, maybe if you go a little looser with the melody and make it descending, like...
That sounds weird.
No, I like it.
Clem, could you play it for us?
Yeah. Veronica, I can show you how it sounds with the chords, if I can...
Here, I got you. Keyboard's over here. Veronica, let her play.
Ooh, Clementine, you're good.
Sick. Okay, let's try running with it.
Wait, doesn't my opinion matter anymore?
It's just that Clementine's idea is good.
Yeah, what if I don't like her idea? We're supposed to all agree on band decisions.
Veronica.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset anyone.
Who says I'm upset?
You are kind of freaking out.
Oh, maybe I'm just not in the mood to practice anymore.
Are you serious?
Yep. Later.
Okay, I guess we should go talk her down.
I'll stay here and help Clementine clean up.
Fine. I'll take Veronica duty. Bye, Clementine. Thank you, and I'm sorry about that.
No, it's my fault. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, it was great. It was a great idea. She'll come around eventually. I'll see you tonight, Evan.
Here, I'll bring all these glasses inside.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Do you want to keep the snacks, or should I take them?
You can leave them. They'll be my dinner.
Oh, your mom's not home tonight?
She's been working a lot. Thanks for your help with the dishes and all that.
At least I could do, considering how Veronica treated you.
It's not a big deal.
She's always been weird about music stuff. It's not about you.
I think it's about me a little.
No, she was that way with Sadie when we all started playing together. She's territorial. But she cools off. Eventually. Well, you're probably sick of hanging out with me at this point, but there's a party tonight at this lake house if you want to...
Please make him leave.
Come with me.
A house party? Right, for emotional overload. Terrible idea. Tell me you're gonna stay home.
Really?
Yes. I think you'd have fun.
I don't know.
Fine. You're gonna make me say it. I would like to hang out with you more, Clementine.
If you go, I am officially on strike. I won't help you. You won't get a single word out of me.
Well, in that case...
Agent Dodson here.
Dodson, how are things going?
Shoot. Everything all right?
Yeah, damn cell phone flew out of my hand. Stupid rental car can't even handle a few potholes.
Are you still in Florida?
Unfortunately.
Ma'am, if I may be so bold, isn't searching for client 5 below your pay grade?
Yeah, I prefer to get the job done myself, especially when our best field agents are on the ground hunting for client 4. Besides, the clock is really ticking on this one. His 18th birthday is only a few days away.
Why is that?
Wixer needs to secure all clients before they become legal adults. That way we can encourage their parents to put them in our care.
Right, of course.
Hold on, stay on the line.
Yeah, hello there. Hi, is this the Streaker residence? What's it to you? Hi, I'm from Wixer Energy, and I'd like to speak to you and Bobby.
Bullshit.
Oh, here are my credentials.
You people said you'd help my Bobby. 17 years of nothing. Who the fuck do you think you are? You know, I don't have shit to say to you now. I sure as hell know you are not showing up, expecting nothing from me.
Mrs. Streaker, if you would just please listen.
Get off my porch.
Dodson, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I don't hang up if you don't.
Good. Then you heard that. On the ground, investigations lead mostly to dead ends. Listen. I have to go handle this. Where are we with Client 4?
Well, I think I'm starting to get a good sense of how the anomaly plays into her emotional state.
Good. Keep going. Dodson, whatever it takes, we have to find them.
Okay, but she keeps on hanging up on me.
Well, in that case, I'd like to go.
Cool. It's a date. Or, not a date. It's a party.
Real mature, Clem. Putting an entire party of people in mortal danger?
Hey, when someone goes on strike, it means they stop popping into work, right?
I mean, yeah, until they get what they want or something. Who's on strike?
This older friend of mine. She said she was going on strike. Frankly, I think she's full of shit.
Okay, fine. Have it your way. But navigating a party? That's a lot to handle on your own, Clem. A lot of people. A lot of noise. A lot that can, you know, easily go wrong.
Beautiful Liar stars Rorianne Dahl as Clementine and Emily Hampshire as Shadow, with John Bass as Dodson, Sarah Yarkin as Veronica, Allison Jay as Sadie, Karin Brar as Evan, Jennifer LaFleur as Adrian, Alicia Reiner as Crutzen, and with additional performances by Rashawn Sibley, Emily Jane McIntyre, Greta Gould, and Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. Created by Sam Nelson-Harris and Manisha Dean. Written by Kaylin Lowry and Manisha Dean. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz. Executive produced by Sam Nelson-Harris, Emily Hampshire, John Janik, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Steve Berman and Anthony Saylor. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Supervising producer Sandra Yi Ling. Music by Ex-Ambassadors. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design by Stuck On On. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Fabio Lofria. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Additional script supervision by Nick Robinson. Assistant mixer, Sarah Ma. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Additional editing by Beatrice Noronha, Neely Oftering, and Sarah Ma. Additional music and music editor, Brian Kesley. Assistant music editor, David Tadashore. Music clearance coordinator, Elise Wolf-Tretter. Musical performances by Scott Goldbaum, Elle Puckett, Dana LaMarca, Dave LaVita, and Amanda Bantug. Song credits. Beautiful Liar by Sam Nelson-Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, Andrew Wells, and Ricky Reed. Adrenaline by Sam Nelson-Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levin, and Andrew Wells. Performed by Ex-Ambassadors, courtesy of Interscope Records and Kid in a Corner. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson, Brandon Weissner, and Bree Doring. Post coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant Alexa Goldstein. Production legal Christina Bulbrick and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Seth Callen, Anne Markwell, Luke Weber, and Tyler Hansen. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Beautiful Liar is a Q Code production in association with Interscope Films and This Fiction. Follow The Beautiful Liar to never miss an episode. You can also learn more at qcodemedia.com or by following at qcodemedia on Instagram or Twitter.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.